Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Good morning. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of Soccer for Dummies. I am your host, Scott Lewis. This is Tuesday, May 12th, but I am recording this at 12:30 on Monday, May 11th. So I don't have any updates on the relegation battle because Spurs will play Leeds United at home in about an hour and a half. So I wanted to get this done today. So I don't really have any thoughts on the relegation battle, which honestly don't really matter because I think this is going to be something that's going to be decided the very last weekend. And by the way, Spurs fans, you're welcome. Okay. So ungrateful. The amount of stick we've been getting from you ungrateful people has been mind-blowing. We did you a favor. We looked out for our North London little brother by beating West Ham yesterday. And West Ham fans, I'm going to get to you in just a moment. Okay. But anyway. Before we do all that, please press subscribe on this YouTube channel, Scott's World of Sports, where we talk about everything from the beautiful game of football slash soccer to the NFL, more specifically the Chicago Bears and the NBA. Breaking news, we talk about reactions, podcasts, whole thing. Appreciate everybody who supported me and what we're doing over here. So, yeah. Also, subscribe to the Patreon. On the Patreon, you get everything first before it's uploaded onto the YouTube channel, and you will get exclusive. So if you don't feel like clicking the link in the description box, you're too lazy for that, you can always just scan the QR code right here on the screen, man. So today, we are going to talk about this title race, man. It has just been, if I was a neutral, I would be loving this. As somebody who is not a neutral, who very much has rooting interest in here, I am in hell, and this has been miserable. It has been a swing of emotions for the last 10 months. And honestly, I'm going to say for the last almost a calendar year, because I've been stressing even since the Jacarez saga in July, where Sporting was playing hard to get with Jacarez. I remember I tweeted in July, I want to play Sporting in the Champions League for as difficult as they made this for us. And we did play them, and now they're on the beach somewhere. Okay. Anyway. Let's start with last night. The talk of the football world is once again Arsenal Football Club, and everybody's saying we cheated. VA Arsenal, the worst decision in the history of the Premier League. The ref should be on a parade float when Arsenal hoists the trophy. All that. First of all, I'm not here for any parade talk yet. Job is not finished. I see a lot of people talking about who's available to come to the parade. I'm not ready to do all of that yet. Now, obviously, the title of this episode is One Hand on the Title, and I do believe we have one hand on the title right now. Some people say we're 2 wins away. I'm going to say we're 5 points away because I do not believe the City is going to win these next 2 games. I believe City is going to drop points at least one more time. Now, whether that's against Crystal Palace tomorrow or whether that's against Bournemouth next Tuesday night at Vitaly Stadium, who knows? So I think there's a chance that we can clinch on Monday or that we'll be champions before we even take the field at Selhurst Park. And there could be a guard of honor sitting there. So I'm not here to talk about parades. It's not over yet. Job's not finished. We are very, very close, but job is not finished. I'm not here for that. But I will say this, okay? Of course, I knew that people hate Arsenal. Like, I think there's a tweet. I don't know who tweeted it. It said people get dumb on purpose when it comes to Arsenal Football Club. I have been watching this sport for 14 months. The hate that I got the moment I announced I was rooting for this glorious club was crazy. I got her, oh, they're bottlers. First of all, I didn't know what the hell bottling was until that. They're choke artists. You have an affinity for losers. Also represent the teams that you see here on this background or back here. The Chicago Bears, who have not won a championship in 40 years. The Chicago White Sox, who have not won a championship in 21 years. The Chicago Bulls, who have not won a championship in 28 years. Now, the Blackhawks right here, they're more recent, but even with the Blackhawks, it has now been 11 years since they won a championship. So they say I have an affinity for losers. That may be true, but this team right here you see in the corner, see that Arsenal Football Club right now, are very close. All right? So there was a lot of hate. I saw how a lot of people tweeted me during the season, good friends of mine, and even just even people who I converse with on the Bird app, saying that, oh, you talking crazy now? Just wait till the end of the season. It always ends one way. Just know, I am a petty man, okay? I'm a very petty man. I believe in revenge. I am a sore loser. I go on record on saying that. So when I do get my get back, it is over the top. It can be disrespectful. It can be cross the lines. It's very clear, but I have no problem ending friendships over my sports teams. Is it immature for a man at 37 to be that way? 1,000,000%. Do I care? In the words of West Coast legend Tupac Amaru Shakur, I don't give a fuck. Okay, so to answer that for you, I just want to set the scene for what you potentially could be getting in 2 weeks. And I say potentially because, like Kobe Bryant said, job's not done. This ain't over. This ain't over. Now, I think the chances of us losing to dropping points to a Burnley at home, very low. Very low. They're pretty much on vacation, all right? I know a lot of people say, oh, well, they play Villa to a draw, and, you know, they held City to one drop, one goal. It's a little different thing because they weren't fully relegated when they played City, and Villa's been very unserious the last couple games. Also, one thing that you refuse to let out, they were at home those two games. If we were heading to Turf Moor, I wouldn't be as confident because it's a road game. But I do think that one of those two teams are going to be tryhards, and I think it's going to be a tougher game. And maybe I don't believe that this is just going to be some washing and we smack up Burnley 4-5-0 and we smack up Palace 3-4-0, even though Palace is going to heavily rotate most, if not all, of the starting 11, because they've got a European final, the biggest game in that club's history, just three days later, and it's going to be Oliver Glasner's last day. And here's another little nugget that I did not know until yesterday. If Arsenal win the league, Crystal Palace gets an extra $10 million for the Eze transfer. I did not know that. And when you're a small club like Palace, you're going to need the extra $10 million. That's all I'm saying. So, yes, it is the road is paved for them to do it. And if they do mess this up, this will be one of the biggest in history. Having said all that, I really have no fear outside of my usual just my usual sports paranoia, just in general. I think every sports fan has. And the closer you get to winning the championship, you play every doomsday scenario in your head because you're just so close. I can almost smell the Premier League trophy right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even thinking about the Champions League. We'll worry about the Champions League when this league is over. Then we'll worry about Budapest. Then we'll worry about the juggernaut that is PSG. We'll worry about that then. Because if we win this league, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to say I'm not going to care about the final because I do. I want to do the double. Because if we do the double, oh, my God.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.